Person who is in doubt if he davened. So even though tefillah is the rabbanon and sub the rabbanon l'kula, but over here that the Gemara says halavai a person would daven the whole day. That gives us the ability to daven multiple minhagim. Even so, since it's a suffix, he's mechuyev or not. So what he's supposed to do is make a condition and say that if I did not yet daven, then this should be my chiyuv. If I daven, this should be a gift. We'll see later that when a person gives this gift offering tefillah, he has to add something to the regular tefillah, new requests. That's only when he's doing it as an unadulterated gift offering. Here, he has a reason to do it because his mesubik could be davened already, so therefore he does not have to add any shmonesi. That is the chiddush. He has a reason for making another shmonesi because he has a suffix. The discussion in the Achreinim, what about Meir? The mesubik could be davened Meir. The nice Meir is a rishus, but we accept it upon ourselves as a fear to do it. The question is, in the case of suffix, should you daven again? The nice Mishavu says it's machlekes Achreinim. And Lachatkila, one should say, the Meir is the season so that he did. Who says, if you want to be chashish for all that's done in here, then if you have a super, you daven Meir, daven another one, and be mechadish something. Yeah. Okay. Continues the mechad. Avon Varloch is found. He knows for sure they did daven. He knows he was found like chidish. He cannot daven a second shmonesre as a gift offering unless he adds some new requests. Like the Chiddush Chosim is found in the Dava, Kofam, Shiyitza. Go through Tfilas Musav, Shin is found in the Dava. Regular Shemot Esrei, let's say Shachris, and you want to make a few more Shemot Esreis afterwards, as long as you'll be Mechadish, a new request, and each one of those new Shemot Esreis is acceptable in Mitzad Adin. We'll see some more later that Lachal Maisa. By Musav, you cannot daven Musav in the Dava, because Musav is a Kovin Choyva. So, if you daven Musav, you cannot daven a second. Also, the Shabbos of Yom Tov is misspelled to the Dovah Klal. You can't give sacrifice gift offerings on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, also the tefillahs that are similar to Kabbalahs, you do not bring gift offering tefillahs on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Also, the person in there, Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you daven, you cannot have the same tefillah. If Yitzchak is spelled, Shaloi is spelled, the Nitzchak is required spelled. The person starts Shemon Esri. He always davens until before Shki and Minchah. Happened to be this day, daven. It's coming to a shkia and he does his regular routine. Starts a shmon esrei. And suddenly, perhaps 1 second, today I did something different. I got mincha. Now he's in trouble. Why? Because even though he said he can give him a gift offering, but he started this off as a chiyuv. He has to stop at the point of time that he realized that he made a mistake. Because you cannot combine the chiyuv offering with the gift offering. Since he started off as a chiyuv, then you cannot switch it to a gift offering in the middle. Yeah, the Mishabura says that in this case that he started off as a flavor, like we said before, he can't switch to the davar, but if he started off with a tanai, he wasn't sure if he davened, but then he realized that he did daven. So he brings a lahush that says that since now he knows for sure that he doesn't need his tefillah, he should be mechadish something in the shoras. As we say, it was even milsa l'mafeya, this is only a tefillah s'nadova. Tefillah s'nadova needs these extra requests. Continues the Shulchanah Siv Beis. Chiddush zeh shemamru sheyichadish davar b'chol brocha miyamtzois me'ein habrocha. Chiddush afilu brocha apas dayi g'day l'idea shemadavar l'idea. The idea of adding a new request is to show that this is a gift offering and not a chiyuv offering. Going to the Mechada, Mechadchila, one should add something requested to every one of the Hakoshas, the middle brochas. But the idea that if he adds something, only one of them is good enough. Ramaz was stringent, he says, Yeshem, Delani Bechidish El Mischadish, Etzloi Dovish, Lehoi, Etzarach, Elav, Koyden, Lechay. Chidish is not just to ask something that forgot to ask the previous time. That's some new need, and you're asking for it. If you pay attention to what's going on in your life, there's always new needs coming up. You just have to think of it. Be a little more perceptive going on. The Aloha says that this Chiddush should not be something you add in every Shemot Esrei, because then it's not naked that you do something special. It's something that you generally don't daven for. Like if you daven for not remembering Shemot Esrei, you should remember better if you're davening it. I say that to Tzaddikim, that they would forget if they ate, they wouldn't forget if they davened. I had a Maaseh with that, maybe some Sefer or somebody, What happened was that they used to give him some cake and a drink while he was learning. But he was learning, he didn't pay much attention to what it was. You know, he ate it. One time the guy decided that he's going to empty a plate with some crumbs on it and an empty cup. So and I learned, the Rav asked his godly, what happened? Why didn't you bring me the cake and the drink? So he says, how do you know? I didn't give you anything. He was so involved in learning, paid attention. He said, I don't know if I ate or not, but I know for sure I didn't make a broth.